Now, yesterday was a beautiful day. Many people would have been hill walking, and particularly in the Mourns. A young man fell 50 metres in the Mourns yesterday. Obviously, he's injured, and we wish him a speedy recovery. Let me speak to Martin McMullen from the Mourne Mountain Rescue. Martin, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
I hope that's not your bleeper going off to be called again, Martin. This man, sadly, is in a critical condition. It's understandable. He fell half a football field downhill in the Mourns. What happened to Martin?
The walker was descending off Slieve Binion on the north side, back down towards the Carricklittle track, which is the track which runs up the main track which runs up the Annalong Valley. And he descended to a point which is known locally as the Water Slabs, and there's a little river runs down off Slieve Binion in towards the main Annalong River, and it comes down over an area which is just granite slabs, and it just trickles down over that. The problem is that it's quite broken ground. It's quite greasy at the top, and as the gentleman descended down towards the top, he lost his footing and started to slide, and then resulting tumbles until he landed just right at the bottom of the steep slab section, which could be anything. He could have travelled anything between 30 to 50 metres.
So he would have been bouncing off rock on the way down?
Yes, absolutely. It's very unforgiving terrain in that sense, absolutely.
Was he spotted by other people who were coming up? Did they see him fall?
He was. The fall was witnessed by walkers making their way down the main Carricklittle track, who did the right thing, and as soon as they seen the fall, they were aware of the severity of it, and they, even without being on at the casualty site, they called 999 straight away and alerted the mountain rescue team to the incident.
At that point, what do you do? How do you access them then?
Well, the first thing was we needed to get an exact location because we were just given an approximate location at that stage. And thankfully, some of the other walkers in the vicinity both made their way to the casualty site as well as feeding that information back to us so that we were able to get an exact location. We were able to drive a distance up the main Carricklittle track. We have Land Rovers, and our first response vehicle was able to get well up the track. And then we go on foot from there up to the casualty site.
The people who witnessed it, as they were making their way across the terrain to the victim, they must have been very worried about what they were going to find.
I think you absolutely would be, but I think there's a very strong ethos of self-help and people in the mountains, and people will go to help others, which is fantastic to see, and that was very much the case yesterday. There were quite a number of people tended to the casualty prior to ourselves arriving, and not only tending to the casualty, they also ensured that we were getting as much information back as possible to enable us to have the most appropriate response.
It's a reminder of how much of a blessing a mobile phone is in this day and age. Whenever you are going out to hill walk, or I don't want to say mountain climbing because it is just the Mourns, and you can walk easily to the top of any of those mountains that you're making a reference to. You need to be prepared. You need to have the right footwear. You need to have the right clothing. Be prepared for all eventualities. But you tend not to think that you're going to fall 50 metres on our mountains. It's just a reminder that underfoot almost anything can happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's the very nature of the mountains, Frank. You know, that's what attracts all of us to the mountains, is that sort of the rugged, challenging terrain. But that's also the bit that brings that added element of risk when we go into it. And even no matter how well prepared and how well experienced you are, accidents can happen. And yes, it's important to be prepared to hopefully reduce the chances of having an accident. But it's also good to have some form of a plan, an emergency plan in place, so that if something does go wrong, you know how to respond to it. Yesterday, the casualty was fortunate in the sense that the day was clear, there were a lot of people about, and it was witnessed. You referenced mobile phones there. It just so happens that there was absolutely no communication from the casualty site that to get information out to us, members of the public had to travel a distance to where they could get a signal to call back. So it was fortunate. So having a plan of what you do when something does go wrong is every bit as important as being prepared in the first instance, because the very nature of it, accidents can happen to anyone up there, and unfortunately they do.
And in the meantime, the victim, the casualty, is in hospital and is seriously ill?
He is indeed. He's in a critical condition. We treated him on scene for a combination of head, neck, back and chest injuries. As a result of that, the seriousness of the injuries, we did ask for a helicopter evacuation just to get him to hospital as a matter of urgency. But yes, he's currently in the Royal Victoria Hospital and he's in a critical condition.
Our thoughts are very much with him and his family. Martin, it's a reminder of the excellent work that you chaps do, and you're available for us when we go out and go hill walking, and all of us must take precautions. But gosh, yesterday you would have thought that no accident could have befell anyone yesterday, but it's just a reminder that we're never totally safe. Thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
Absolutely, Frank. Thank you.
That's it. Martin McMullen from the Mourne Mountain Rescue Service. When you put a pound in, you know, the wee box that they shake sometimes, that's what it's for. It's to save us when an accident does happen.